Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 18th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Joe Lupo, the president of the Mirage in Las Vegas, about the details of the transition from the Mirage to the new Hard Rock Las Vegas. This week's podcast is sponsored by Global Payments Gaming Solutions, which empowers gaming institutions to create an enhanced patron experience with a complete suite of integrated payment solutions that enable safe, secure, and trusted cash access at the cage, on the casino floor, or online. Learn more at globalpaymentsgaming.com. When Hard Rock International bought the Mirage from MGM last year, they needed someone with Hard Rock and Las Vegas experience. They got it when Joe Lupo was named to lead the transition from the Mirage to Hard Rock Las Vegas. Lupo spent his formative years of his career in Las Vegas working for Board Gaming before heading to Atlantic City to help run the Borgata in 2003. When Boyd exited its relationship with MGM over the Borgata, Lupo signed with Hard Rock, where he led their most successful casino in Tampa, and then came to Atlantic City to open the new Hard Rock on the Boardwalk. He spoke with me at the Hard Rock offices in Las Vegas in December. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My guest today is Joe Lupo, the president and CEO of Hard Rock Las Vegas. Joe, that kind of seems like a strange title, Hard Rock Las Vegas now, but what does it feel like to be, you know, really the first one to bring the Hard Rock brand to Vegas?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be more thrilled. I couldn't be more honored that Jim Allen chose me and to be able to represent the Seminole Tribe of Florida, to be here on the Las Vegas Strip and at this iconic property. And technically I'll be president of Mirage for quite a while. It's gonna be a while before Hard Rock Las Vegas really comes into its own. Mm-hmm. The Mirage is such an iconic building. It's so well established. If you walk into it, you'll always be at the Mirage until you're not.
Sure.
And so we're not looking to brand it Hard Rock, but we are looking to bring some of the culture of Hard Rock that I couldn't be more proud of, and helping out in both Tampa and Hard Rock Atlantic City. So we're excited. I want to bring some excitement, and you know me, I'm going to push the envelope and do what we can. But I couldn't be more thrilled to be back here at kind of my home where my kids live, mm-hmm. and my granddaughter. And so that is just it's a really meaningful time in my life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it's obviously the biggest opportunity in your entire career. So that's got to be exciting.
Yeah, you know, I'm so fortunate. I've worked with so many good people over the years, from starting at Boyd Gaming and now with Hard Rock and Jim Allen, and I'm kind of a product of working with great people. And so I never thought I'd go, when I was here at UNLV, have the chance to. Right. Be president of the Mirage, and mm-hmm. I never really saw that. I always said I'm on the right road, knowing that I was with the right organizations and working with the right people. But as I look at this opportunity, it's really probably one of the top opportunities in the country, and right. I'm really honored to do it, and I'm excited to help lead the team that's currently there and some of the newcomers that we'll be walking in with on day one.
Sure. Well, you mentioned some of your experience. I mean, you know, you spent the beginning of your career with Boyd Gaming, and you know, I was involved with them. I mean, we had our office was a floor below yours when the Borgata was being built in Atlantic City.
Sure.
So we got to know Bob Bogner and your team really well, you know. And then you're going with Hard Rock for what, a decade now, right?
About six years, going on 7 years.
Okay, great. And you run, you know, some of their most important properties as well. So how does that experience prepare you to run, you know, what is eventually going to be Hard Rock Las Vegas?
I personally think it's great to get different experience and work with different people. And especially coming from Atlantic City, one of the toughest gaming jurisdictions in the country, very competitive, highly competitive. Then I went to Tampa, and that was one of the most profitable, highest gaming revenue producers in the country. Much different market, much different a style of organization and a process that we would go through as we were building that $700 million build out that became.
Right.
So then I came back to Atlantic City, and Hard Rock Atlantic City was new. Again, it was a tough time coming out of COVID, but we had the biggest increases in gaming revenue of anybody by far in the city. So I'm really proud of the efforts that we've done. And I think all those experiences have molded me really well, along with working with, again, great people. I think leadership and culture plays a real big part in the success of a team.
Sure.
And the team really drives the success. So yeah. Having being able to work with Jim Allen and the tribe and the individuals that were at those properties and getting those different experiences, I think have put me in a great place. And I'm very comfortable and confident to head up Mirage. And I really want to do well, and I really believe that we will do well.
Yeah, I think so too. So you mentioned the competition in Atlantic City, but you know, competition on the Strip is hot and heavy right now as well. We had Resorts World open last year. Fontainebleau will open in 23, and then there's a couple of other projects that are being talked about right now. So you know, the competition's really going to be hot and heavy when you finally do open there. How do you think you're going to handle that?
I think we're going to handle it really well. I think we have one goal, and that's mm-hmm. to be the leader here in Las Vegas. And there's different ways to determine that. But number one, the gaming revenue and gaming process out here is a little bit different than back east. Obviously, the non-gaming revenue and gaming revenue is much different as a ratio to back east. And if you can't make it back east in Atlantic City, you have a tough time. So bringing some of that aggressive marketing history that I have back in Atlantic City, I think I'll play a good role there. The property itself has 180,000 square feet of convention space, 3,000 rooms. We're going to be adding rooms and adding convention space. Mm-hmm. So from that perspective, a great team that's really doing a great job right now. And again, we're going to push. I know there is competition here. Caesars and MGM primarily own the Las Vegas Strip, but I think having a new product out here is really important. Having people that are really excited to work in this great product. When you see the Guitar Hotel on the Strip, you're not going to be able to not go inside and check it out. And
sure.
What Jim Allen is designing is going to be really so new, like the Mirage in 89, that I really think there's a lot of similarities in the change that'll make, this one property will make on the Las Vegas Strip. So I'm excited.
Great. So, you know, you've got a limited database here in Vegas so far. Obviously, Hard Rock has a database all over the country, but nonetheless, it's kind of limited here. So I guess you're going to try to build that up when you take over at the Mirage.
Yeah, we will. Obviously, we're looking to take over here soon, mm-hmm. and then we'll go through some technology changes.
Right.
We'll ensure stability. We'll learn a little bit about the market, and then we'll put the pedal down because we are looking to build that database. I'm a believer that you have to work to build the database every day. I think with good service and good marketing, that'll happen. We obviously have the Florida database, which will help us out.
Sure.
And we just opened or started the Unity program, which is in over 60 countries and 150 locations.
Mm-hmm.
Hard Rock cafes all over the country, all over the world,
sure.
Hotels and casinos all over. So I think that initiative will be extremely helpful and a differentiator when you compare it to MGM Rewards and Caesars Rewards, where we can earn, our customers will be able to earn points at a cafe in Iowa and a hotel in Dominican Republic and a casino in Atlantic City and use those rewards to go play or use them for a visit in Berlin or Las Vegas or all over the world. So it's a unique program that will really help. I'm really hoping and confident that it will help our database improve.
Sure. So what are the operations going to look like when you take over as a Mirage? I mean, obviously, the Mirage was one of many hotels that MGM owns out here, and it's kind of, you know, standalone, but it was you know, on their platform. So are you going to be a little more aggressive then with marketing the Mirage itself until Hard Rock comes around?
Yeah, we definitely. I think we have to, number one. There'll definitely be operational changes, although we're trying to create as much consistency as we can.
Mm-hmm.
One, I have to give a lot of credit to MGM and the Mirage team. They're running a great property. Two, there's going to be some technology changes. So again, I want stability for the first 30 to 60 days. And it's always going to be the Mirage until it changes, right? You're going to walk in and the statues will be there. The atrium will be there. So we're not going to change the Mirage. It will remain the Mirage. But we'll try and add some fun. We'll try and add the Unity complexity to the rewards program, but we will be more aggressive from a standpoint of marketing. We're looking at advertising and marketing changes. So we're just, you know, there's an interim period of time before it's going to become Hard Rock Las Vegas, but I think there's opportunity, especially in this market, that people are looking for something fun and new, and I think we'll be able to provide that.
Sure. So there's a little bit of a regret that the Mirage is going away, certainly here in Las Vegas. It was such an iconic property. It really changed the face of Vegas when it opened in 89. You just announced that the Dolphins are going away and Siegfried and Roy, and you didn't really get a lot of pushback on that. I was surprised.
Yeah, I think I was unsure how that would be felt. I know there are some people who really care about these animals, especially the team at the at the Mirage, and it wasn't an easy conversation, but it's just not in the long-term future. We're going to be doing construction, and that environmental change back there is not healthy for the animals.
Absolutely.
However, I do believe, after reading a lot of comments, that most people think that there's some better relocation efforts and better sites for the animals and that are not usually located here in the middle of the desert. So we're going to, the utmost importance is to take care of the animals and ensure they have a long, healthy life. We're going to work really hard to ensure they go to great different areas and working with MGM to do that. So I feel very comfortable with that, knowing that we're going to do the right thing.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's the right thing for sure. So, you know, you're going to build this great guitar hotel where the volcano is located right now. How about the hotel that's sitting there right now? Is that going to remain? Are you still going to use the bones of that property?
Yeah, the bones are great. Yeah. And you got to give a lot of credit to Steve Wynn. He did a great job constructing that property back in 89. There's 3,000 hotel rooms there in three different towers. And so, yeah, that and the casino space basically will look similar, although there might be some facade changes that you'll see. But definitely, there's not going to be any explosion out front like there was with the dunes and when I was here in the past, the Hacienda and Landmark, some of the other properties. We're going to try and utilize what's there because they did a great job building that. But everything inside from top to bottom will look differently.
Yeah, okay. And so that gives you that many more rooms. And I know the Guitar Hotel is going to be even bigger than the one in Florida.
Yeah, it's going to be probably the biggest property here outside of the Stratosphere on the Strip. So it's going to be hard to miss. It sits at that location where the Strip kind of curves. I think you're going to be able to see it from Mandalay Bay all the way down to the Sahara. So it'll stand out.
Yeah.
It'll be beautiful. It'll look similar to the one in Hollywood, not the same. But we couldn't be more excited. It'll have a lot of amenities that before when we go to the board, I think Jim will talk about some of those things.
Sure. Well, you know, I've seen some incredible, you know, memorabilia in the other Hollywood Hard Rock casinos. Mm-hmm. And what do you have planned for inside of this? I mean, I've got the opportunity to go to the warehouse you guys have in Florida to see. And I know you can put a lot of stuff in there, but I guess there's going to be some special things you're going to designate for the Hard Rock Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's where my mind went immediately when you said that. The warehouse down in Fort Lauderdale has an immense collection of really special things. And even when I was in Atlantic City, I went up to the penthouse floor and there were John Lennon's glasses.
Right,
I would walk throughout the property and just be amazed where I'd see Michael Jackson's jacket and things that were really special. So we are going to have some new memorabilia there. That's a few years down the road, so we haven't discussed what's going to be there, but probably some Las Vegas-oriented memorabilia like we did in Atlantic City where we had some things that Sinatra wore when he was there. And so I think maybe probably some things that are originating out of Las Vegas, but we also want to ensure that there's things that suit the 21-year-old, the 25-year-old, as well as the 65-year-old. And that's where where music plays in that space for all ages and demographics. It's a great way to speak to people.
Yeah, and sometimes I go into these new Hard Rocks and I don't even know who this memorabilia is from. But
when you hit that one, though, that strikes your chord and you remember that first date you went on when you heard that song 40 years ago, and it's really about the memories that it brings. It can be really special when you see that certain piece of memorabilia hit that person the right way.
Yeah, no question. So the Mirage has a great pool area right now, and I know Hard Rock is known for their pool area, especially the in front of the Guitar Hotel now. I mean, you've got the meandering rivers.
It's fantastic.
You know, you got a little beach, and it's just a great opportunity. I guess you're going to do something similar to that here.
We are going to have something spectacular here, yes. We've already looked at designing part of that, as well as maybe something out front as well. So, it'll be great. It'll be fabulous and probably a little bit bigger and more, since we'll obviously have more hotel rooms.
Okay. And more hotel rooms means more need for convention space. So you're going to grow that as well.
Yeah, we're really looking to. Obviously, the Mirage has great convention space right now.
Right.
That is in great shape. Not that we won't refurbish it a little bit, but it really means a lot to that middle of the week business, as well as to certain times of the year. CES is coming up, the rodeos here is coming up. So the convention business really coming back pretty strong after the pandemic, and so we want to capitalize on that and really take advantage of that, being that we're near the convention center where that property is located as well. So I think there's a lot of opportunity.
Great. Are you going to connect to the boring tunnel system?
We hope so.
Yeah.
We're having some conversations, and obviously we're working through where the guitar will sit, but we believe we'll be able to, and we certainly hope to.
Yeah, I think that's going to really attract a lot of people to Las Vegas in and of itself. I was talking to a guy the other day who just saw the first tunnel, and he was thrilled about it.
I heard it was pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, you mentioned the corporate culture. I mean, one of the things that Jim really focused on from the start was putting together that corporate culture, and just seeing what you did in Atlantic City during the pandemic. I think your employees were so loyal, and of course you returned that loyalty by giving them food cards and things of that nature. It's just always impressed me that the corporate culture of Hard Rock is so unique, and I guess you're going to want to really impress that upon your employees.
And I really can't wait to do that, right? Yeah. I can't wait for them to understand who Hard Rock is. And I was really fortunate not only to have the support of Jim Allen, but when you gave gift cards to people through that time, and we gave bonuses during that time, we took care of them as best we could, and a lot of communication. And through that, we became the number one employer in the state of New Jersey as well.
Sure.
And I think because of the way we gave back, and then the service that then was provided, and most recently, Jim looked at the pay structure of everyone and increased our debt structure by $100 million to give raises to all employees throughout the organization. So it's really important to us. The charitable aspect of the business is really important to us. I was really proud that we were the number one producer of some charitable organizations making strides for breast cancer, suicide awareness in the state of New Jersey back at Hard Rock Atlantic City. And that was mostly done by the efforts of the employees. They really cared. Again, I believe it all starts at the top, and that's where I got to give credit to Jim, as you said.
Sure.
He really cares about the team, and he constantly reinforced that. So it made it easy for me to work with the team, create these committees, create some employee volunteering, work with the Boys and Girls Club, and work with the other charitable organizations there. So I really want to make that impact here in Las Vegas. We're not the Hard Rock that used to be over on Paradise. Hard Rock owned by Seminole Tribe and operated by Jim Allen. And I can't wait to make that impact and people say the same great things they do about Atlantic City.
Yeah, no question. And I think it's the way you and Jim came up, and a lot of the other employees at Hard Rock, is that, you came up, from the bottom up. You weren't just, put at the top of the organization. So you really know, how to advance your career and why it's important to pay back those employees.
Yeah, working with the employees just is so meaningful. I spoke with the Mirage team yesterday, and I said I may not answer on my emails because I'm going to be helping an employee.
Right.
That's what's most important. If we create a good culture, support our team members, they'll support us, and that'll create our successful future. That, when you combine the values of the Seminole Tribe, that I know Jim has obviously has more time invested in that than I do, but when you meet Chairman Osceola and you meet the members of the tribe and you learn about their time here in Florida and their struggles and what they've gone through, it makes you a different person, and it makes you really care about the people and look at the business a little bit differently. And while we spend a little bit more on people, I think we get that impact because of our service is better and our employees care, and that is seen by our customers. And I think, again, Hard Rock Atlantic City is a great example of that in a competitive market. They saw that, and our customers would thank me for giving back to the employees.
Sure, right.
So it was really a gratifying experience, and while the transactional aspects of the business I like, I've been in gaming a long time, and I like that gaming aspect, dealing with it, the employees and working towards that efforts here in Las Vegas is going to be very meaningful.
No question. And you mentioned the tribal aspect, and I didn't touch on that yet, but that's always very meaningful. I got to meet Chairman Yaciolo in Atlantic City when the Hard Rock opened there, and they are very proud of what they've created over the years, you know, and the fact that now they're going to be on the Strip in Las Vegas, that's got to really be very meaningful for them.
Oh, I can't even speak for them because I probably can't express the proper way that how meaningful that is, but they have been so kind to me. They're such warm people. They've been very grateful for the efforts that Jim and the team has put forth. But again, when you talk to them and you learn about them, that's where it impacts who you are. And I've been very lucky to meet quite a few of the Seminole tribe. And when you work for them, it's just a little bit different than a public company working for somebody who owns a piece of stock that you've never met before.
Yeah.
And just doesn't have that caring of a owner, and knowing that there's over 4,000 people in the tribe, that the impact you're making can be really positive. So it's a different organization. It's a special organization. I just can't be more proud to do this and honorably be able to do it, and then hopefully create a very successful property here that they can be proud of.
Great. Well, Joe, I'm going to cut it off there just because I want to do this many more times before you open up the Guitar Hotel here in Las Vegas, and I'd like to follow the progress of what you're doing, the operations of the Mirage.
It's going to be
exciting,
I hope so.
Yeah, it's going to be a really exciting time, and I hope we can stay in touch and do this several times.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. And again, congratulations for being named one of our 25 people to watch for 2023. It's a good honor, and if you ever look at the list that we have, I mean, it's all the top guys in the business.
I'm very honored. I appreciate it very much. Thank
Great.
You all. I hope I can be sure to be one of those top people and leading really what's more important, the people of your life.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast sponsored by Global Payments, the gaming industry's only vertically integrated payment provider, offering solutions that create a simple, secure, and more effective way for patrons to wager and fund their play. Read more about the full suite of gaming solutions available at globalpaymentsgaming.com. To learn more about Hard Rock International and their entry into Las Vegas, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGV News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.